Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
DeSantisHolster.com. Well, we're going to finish this week off the way I like to, the way things went. When things are going right, this is the way I like to do it. Joining us again is writer Dean Weingarten. How goes it, sir?
It goes very well, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
So, let's talk about this shopping cart incident, shall we?
Yes. It was something that, you know, people, it went sort of as expected. You have this open carrier meeting a concealed carrier in Walmart in a dispute over a shopping cart. I mean, what do you expect? Well, I had gone to church last Sunday, and then I had a friend in the hospital. I delivered him to the emergency room a couple days earlier, and, you know, he'd long-term deteriorating condition. And so I went to visit him in the hospital, and he wanted a key, an extra key for his house so that people could get in and take care of things. And so I went to Walmart on my way back to my place, and I was going to get him a key. And on the way to get the key, you know, the Walmarts are, everybody knows, they call them big box stores for a reason. Yeah,
yep.
They're hundreds of yards across. So I picked up a loaf of bread and some canned goods I'd been thinking about, and I went to the ammunition counter on the way to see what was going on, because I've written several articles about what happens with ammunition. And Walmart's no longer a reliable place to check out ammunition because they no longer sell pistol cartridges, and they've got, you know, some politically correct policies and such. But I was just curious, wanted to see anyway. And they had a total of 17 100-round boxes of Federal Target 12-gauge ammunition. So obviously the ammunition supply is still in a bubble where people are grabbing everything that comes, almost everything that comes out. So I took a couple pictures to document the situation, and I turned around, and my cart was no longer there. But there was another cart there that was...
Not your cart.
Things in it. It wasn't my cart, but it was another cart with some other stuff in it. So I looked around and I said, where'd my cart go? I had a loaf of bread in it. Another customer at the ammunition counter pointed downward to the left, and he said, well, there's a cart over there with bread in it. And 25 yards away, walking away from us, was a man. I think he's probably a bit younger than me. I'd call him middle-aged. He's probably about 6 foot, 220, 230, something like that. And he had a cart in front of him, and that cart had a loaf of bread in it. So I speed-walked up to him. I examined the cart as I approached, and I ascertained that it contained the items I had selected. So I'm pretty sure it was the cart I had had. And I was openly carrying a Glock 17 in a Phobos retention holster. So I approached him from behind, and I lightly touched him on the left arm from behind and said, excuse me, I think you have the wrong cart by mistake. So he looked at me, you know, stopped, turned and looked at me, and he had kind of a puzzled look on his face. Looked back at the cart and looked at the contents. And he said, I think you're right. I was just at the ammunition counter. And he looked behind us, and his wife, at least she appeared to be his wife, you know, you kind of get a feel for what couples look like. And she was approaching, and he said, I think I grabbed the wrong cart. Sorry about that. I was just checking out what ammunition was available. Then he noticed the Glock on my hip, and he looked at me, and he said, I'm old school. And he carefully and deliberately took his right hand and swept back his shirt and revealed what appeared to me, at the glance I gave at it, a well-worn 1911 A1 that was holstered at his waist on his belt. And then we discussed the state of ammunition. I gave him one of my cards. He talked about his son who was in some sort of official capacity somewhere. And we strolled back to the ammunition counter where he took possession of the cart that I had seen. So other than the mistake with the cart, it was a typical meeting of minds in the gun culture. So, and then a few days earlier, I'd been in Fry's and picking up some stuff, actually, for the aforementioned friend who was sick. And as I was leaving, there was an older gentleman, and he approached me as I was about to leave the store, and he came up to me and said, do you mind if I ask you a question? I said, no, what's the problem? What would you like? He says, I'd like to know, he asked. Did they make you wear a mask while you were armed? And we both had a good laugh over it because, you know, normally when you see an armed person with a mask on, you don't necessarily think they have good intentions. So we laughed about it. And this just shows the type of response you get within the gun culture. And that is most armed Americans. And there's really good statistical evidence on this. Assume other members of the gun culture are sane people. They're above average in personal responsibility. They believe and they practice individual rights and responsibilities, and they return respect that they are given. So instead of getting shootouts between an armed open carrier and an armed concealed carrier, you get friendly acceptance. Now, Walmart put out some kind of notice, I think it was a few months ago, that said, we kind of would appreciate it if, you wouldn't carry openly in our stores. Well, to tell the truth, open carry is pretty commonplace in Yuma, Arizona. And I didn't see any signs on the door, and I kind of just forgot about it. I was going about my daily business. And so nobody said anything to me. Nobody said anything but the holstered Glock on my hip. And as a refreshing sign, the number of people wearing masks was decreasing. So neither my new acquaintance with the, I'm pretty sure it was Colt 45 on his hip, nor I were wearing masks. And after we got back to the counter and he'd gone about his business, I started to go about mine, I got a phone call. And my friend in the hospital said they'd be releasing him in an hour. This was good news because we didn't know if he was going to ever be released. And so I got the duplicate key, returned back, took him home, and everything seemed positive. And for once in several years, the prognosis was both reasonably clear and positive.
Let me get you to hold up right there, and we're coming up on the first break. You can find this article at ammoland.com, where you can find nearly 1,800 other articles from Dean. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com. What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Dean Weingarten, Now, I know that there's a couple of things out there that I haven't seen that haven't been published yet.
Definitely a few of them in the pipeline.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of things I think we, you know, haven't got to for very good reasons.
Okay. I'll let you pick it.
Let's go look at what's happening with the firearms owner ID in Illinois. Now, there's a case that's been bouncing around in Illinois for about 4 years, and it's that there was a woman, older woman, I believe, had a .22 rifle in her house, and somebody claimed that they had heard a gun being fired in the house, and I think it was the sheriff's department came, and they discovered that there was a gun in the house, but nobody in there said it had been fired. But the woman did not have a firearms owner ID card. And so they chose to prosecute her and said she had to get a firearms owner ID, which is what is required in Illinois in order to legally own a gun. So that case went all the way up to the Illinois Supreme Court. And I believe it was first heard in White County, Illinois, which is a long ways away from Chicago. It's way down in the southern part of Illinois, and it actually is on the border of Indiana and only a few miles north of the Kentucky border. So it's not Chicago. It's rural Illinois. And the judge there, his name is Judge Webb, had found that it was unconstitutional to require an FOID card. And the lady's name was Vivian Claudine Brown, for anybody who wants to look it up. So it'd gone all the way up to the Illinois Supreme Court, and they said, well, we don't have all the clarification of details, and we think the court should have looked at things a little bit more, and we're sending it back to the local court in White County. So White County looked at it, and he said, here's my reasoning. It's unconstitutional because everybody has a right to keep and bear arms by the nature of their birth. You have it as a person. It's not granted to you. It's not something that the state can take away at whim. So to require somebody to spend money, in this case it's $10, and you have to get a photograph taken, and you have to then apply to the state, and you have to ask for permission to exercise your right to keep and bear arms in your own home. And he says, that's wrong. He said, certainly some restrictions can be placed on any right, but you can't just blanketly require citizens to pay money and go to considerable trouble and then apply to the state and ask if they can exercise a right before they can exercise it. In First Amendment law, this would be called prior restraint. And so this is the second time in 4 years that the law was held to be unconstitutional by a court. And as law as goes, it's not very that old. It was created in 1968. Gee, 1968 seems sort of a bellwether year because that was the year that we got the Gun Control Act of 1968, and we only got that by a vote or two because President Lyndon Johnson used all his power and authority and arm-twisting and everything else who could get it through 3 months before he's forced from office when the Democrats lost the presidency in 5 November. Anyway, we've been in the United States suffering under infringement after infringement after infringement of Second Amendment rights for more than 50 years. And finally, I think it was, I would say, about the 1970s that Second Amendment supporters, gun owners, patriots started seriously organizing and fighting back against these infringements. And the FOID shows what the infringement is. Now, it may be months or years before the case is resolved. It's been 4 years in the courts already. It's already gone up to the Supreme Court, come back down. I just was reading some more about it a couple of days ago, and it sounds like it's going to be appealed directly to the Illinois Supreme Court, not without going through an appellate court. So maybe it won't take as long as it did previously. So some fees are allowed for some rights in limited circumstances. Like there may be a fee, for example, if you're organizing a big rally in a city and you need police protection, or they have to put up barricades to block streets or things like that. So it's not absolute. But you're not allowed to just say, we're going to require a fee for everything, and then, and by the way, you're going to have to ask us in advance whether you can do it. It'd be like saying, we're going to have to apply for a fee and ask in advance whether you can talk to your neighbor in your own home about politics. Well, maybe it's coming close to that with this critical race theory and the social justice warriors and microphones on every phone that you never know when they're on or off, like in 1984. But the courts have not held that to be the case yet. So I'm hopeful about this firearms owner ID being held to be unconstitutional. And by the way, they're backed up for months there in Illinois. So not only do you have to apply for a right, but you have to wait for months before they even decide whether they're going to give it to you or not. So in that, that's what's happening in Illinois. And we may see some serious rollback. The Supreme Court in Illinois has been moderately right to keep and bear arms friendly. Now, they don't get much help from the Illinois state constitution because it's kind of weak and wobbly when it comes to the right to keep and bear arms. It basically says, right to bear arms.
Hang on for me there, Dean. I was listening too much. We'll continue this when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The driver of a big rig, which was carrying a load of nearly 100 illegal immigrants through Texas, is now facing federal alien smuggling charges. Aron Griffin said little during his first appearance today in San Antonio's federal court. If found guilty, he's facing 10 years in prison. According to court papers, the 49-year-old trucker admitted to Homeland Security agents that he was paid to bring the packed trailer from Laredo to a San Antonio gas station where they bailed out. So far, 41 of the illegal immigrants have been captured. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is calling for states to stop giving the unemployed an extra $300 a week in unemployment benefits. The business group says that's keeping some Americans at home and out of the labor market where there are plenty of jobs available. The benefits set to expire early September. USA Radio News. The Biden administration is continuing their push for electric vehicles.
President Biden is calling for new investments in spending for electric vehicle infrastructure. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm told a congressional panel the incentives to bring down the initial cost of sale will increase consumer demand.
Those electric vehicles will surpass the internal combustion engine by 2030 because people save $600 a year just in not having to gas up.
Granholm does say charging stations and equipment must be more available. She is also facing many questions about her own stock in the electric vehicle company Proterra. It was promoted by President Biden during a virtual tour last month. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Texas lawmakers approved new voting rules following Florida and Georgia's tightening of election laws, the bill drawing pushback from companies and civil rights groups. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. As I often do whenever Dean is talking, I sort of get lost in that. And you can find all of his stuff at Ammoland.com. At least the latest stuff, the latatest 1,800 articles or so. Where were you at, sir? If you would like to continue, please do.
Well, let's talk some. I just was saying that in Illinois, we're likely to see a, I'm hoping we'll see a positive case go forward in on the freedom, excuse me, the firearms owner identification card.
Yep.
And it may well happen because the state Supreme Court is moderately friendly to the cases, and that's because the Seventh Circuit ruled in favor of the right to bear arms in Illinois.
Right.
But let's talk about constitutional carry and what's happening in that. This has been a very exciting year for constitutional
yes.
carry.
And it's what yeah. we're only just out of the first quarter.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty amazing. But many states have a limited time that their legislature is in session. So if you're going to see much movement, it pretty much has to be in the first quarter for a lot of states. And in Texas, you only get one session every other year. So if you're going to see movement, it has to be that time, and next year you're not going to have a legislative session. And we've seen considerable movement in Texas this year. And the Senate, just a couple days ago, passed constitutional carry on an 18-13 vote. And they have something very similar to the filibuster in the U.S. Senate there. So they need 18 votes in order to bring legislation to the floor for debate. And they only need 16 votes to pass it. So if you can bring it to the floor, you're fairly certain it's going to pass. And that's what they did in Texas. And they passed the legislation that was previously known as, I think, H-1927, which had been passed by the House something like 84 to 56. And so there was strong support for it in the House. And it passed because both the lieutenant governor, Dan Patrick, and the governor, Governor Abbott, both strongly pushed for it. And I think they strongly pushed for it because the Republican Party was strongly pushing for it. And what they did in the Senate, though, is, you know, is causing us a little bit of concern. It's, Abbott said he would sign it. And so let's see if I get the Republican Party chair, I think is Alan West, the former congressman from Florida. And he pushed very hard to get it through. But in the Senate, they added 8 amendments to the bill. Now, I don't know if we want to go down in the weeds. I don't think, well, I can't precisely, because I usually like to go down in the weeds, but there's been a lot going on, and the 8 amendments in Texas were stated like, we'll strike line such and such of statute such and such, and substitute line here for that, and if you're going to figure out what those mean, you have to take a lot of time, and you have to make all those substitutions, and then you have to read the bill carefully and understand where it's referring to another part of the law, and then follow that over to the other place, and it gets to be fairly complicated. It takes a lot of time and effort. And the last I heard is everybody involved in trying to pass the law was studying those amendments to see just what they would do, because what somebody says an amendment will do and what it actually does are not always the same thing. But I know there's a very strong push to pass constitutional carry this year. And there's a Senator Creighton who, after the bill passed in the Senate, and he's been a strong proponent of constitutional carry in Texas, and he said, we will get this bill through, and we will get it to Governor Abbott's desk, and he will sign it. And he said that as a promise, and he's not one to make promises lightly. So I give it about an 80% chance of being signed into law. And the 20% is because I've seen a whole lot of bills that fall through at the last minute for one reason or another. But 80% is pretty good.
Yeah. Meanwhile, here in South Carolina, I don't know what's going on. I think constitutional carry is dead. And I think open carry of some sort might be in play. But, I mean, the way the bill reads, it's open carry as long as it's under a jacket or a shirt.
I've looked at that, and I probably should get a hold of Senator Rice, who is my best contact there for figuring out what's going on. But
right.
I haven't talked to him since that those votes. And I looked at the state website and tried to figure out what was going on, too. And my take is that open carry is still in play and has a good chance of passage. And the last time I talked to Rex Rice, Senator Rex Rice, he believed that the governor there would sign it if it passed. You know, that there would he wouldn't have any problems. So the big question is, can you get it through the Senate in such a way that it's acceptable to the House and both of them agree to it and send it to the governor before everything is closed up? And I believe they will close the session on the 10th of June there in South Carolina. Do you know if that's right?
I don't.
But that,
I don't.
Recall
I'll
that
find out.
State.
I'll find out.
Okay. And then we have Louisiana. which is also, which looks like it's in serious play for constitutional carry. It looked pretty good earlier this year, but the governor there, Governor Bel Edwards, is a Democrat. And he promised that he would not veto any Second Amendment legislation. But when constitutional carry passed the, you know, was looking pretty good, he started backtracking. And he said, well, you know, the laws here are pretty good as they are. I like the way the laws are here, and I'll veto any constitutional carry bill that gets sent to my desk. And then the Senate passed a constitutional carry bill. It was SB 118. There's several versions in Louisiana. 27-4 and 11 against. And that's one vote more than what they need to override a governor's veto. But then the bill went to, well, actually the House had been working on other bills, and it went to the floor. It was passed by the committee, and it was HB 596, which is pretty similar to the SB 118.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the next break, last break. We'll be right back. More with Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Last time on The Firing Line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We have been talking with Dean Weingarten, and we will finish this up as before we go away. So, do you need to continue that point, or are we ready
yes,
to
I
move
do.
On?
We were, okay. We were talking about Louisiana and open carry, and the one bill passed the Senate with more than enough votes to override a governor's veto. However, the governor had said, he had promised that he would veto an open carry bill. So the House had a version of the bill. There's several versions that have been introduced, and that's HB 596. So that went out of the House committee, and it just a couple days ago went up for a vote. And it passed 73-27, and the House has 105 members in Louisiana, and only 67 are Republicans. And it turned out that of the votes on constitutional carry, 8 of the votes in the House for the bill were Democrats. So we have an interesting situation that if they go to an override session, would the same people who voted for the bill vote to override a Democrat governor? Well, it's hard to say. And there haven't been many bills that have been overridden, that have overridden a governor's veto in Louisiana. Historically, I read that there were only 2 bills that were ever managed to override a veto in history. But there are some still what you might call conservative Democrats in Louisiana. Louisiana is a pretty red state. And Governor Bel Edwards is term limited out. Now, he has the significant motivation to veto a constitutional carry bill because there's only one place left really for him to go in politics, and that's to the national stage. And I don't think national Democrats, at least under the current regime, would accept anybody who allowed a constitutional carry to be signed into law when they were governor, when they could have vetoed it. So he's kind of boxed in. But it's not impossible that some of the Democrats down at the lower level would go to override a veto just to show their constituents that they are not bound and beholden to the National Democrats, which are probably not all that popular in Louisiana. So Louisiana constitutional carry is still in play, and we'll see what happens. And, of course, Texas is in play, and it looks like open carry is in play in South Carolina. So lots of interesting stuff going on.
Yeah, well, everything I'm looking at, I mean, I've gotten a few communiques from people I know today saying, what does this mean? And, I mean, I don't know what they have passed here. It's not open carry if it's covered. I hate to tell the politicians, the senators of South Carolina.
But did they pass it, or is it still in process, I think?
It has to. They made amendments, so it has to go back to the House.
Right. So there's going to be some, maybe a committee that looks at it and to reconcile things, or the House could make amendments back and clear it up. We'll see. So I would like to mention before we end the hour that I've got an update on my statistical study of how effective pistols are in defense against bears.
Oh, my. And, tell me. Let's hear this.
It is coming up. It's waiting at Amalan for publication. You know that they want to time things just right, and I'm sure it will be published. It's just that there's a lot going on right now. And there's 104 cases, and the percentage of successes with pistols is holding right at 97%. Well, what's actually the case is we added about another 11 cases and no failures, so we still have only 3 failures for 104 cases. And people who look at it, I urge them to read what happened in the 3 cases where there was a failure of a pistol and decide for themselves, you know, was it the pistol or was something else going on there? You know, that these failures often involve, shall we say, human use of the pistol that may not have been the most effective.
Yeah.
So that's coming in play. I have posted that on Amaland, and I was doing more research, and I found another case of a polar bear, defense against a polar bear in the year 2000 that I didn't know about. And it was successful with a 44 Magnum. So our database continues to build up, and we have the most documented cases of pistol defenses against bears of anybody, bar none. There's nobody else that's come close to trying to gather all this data together. And it's not just me. I have a number of correspondents and colleagues who look for these cases, and we include every case we can find where a pistol was fired in a defensive situation against a bear.
Now, so we don't if I may ask a question. Now, I know that every caliber of pistol has been used to stop a bear. Every caliber. Down to 22, right?
Well, we have in the update, there are 16 calibers from 22 to 500 Smith & Wesson Mag.
Right.
So it's not quite. I would love to see a case where somebody used, a 7.65 Mauser or a pistol cartridge or a 32. I haven't seen any 32s or Mausers. There's been no 11-millimeter French ordnance revolvers or... there are some calibers that just aren't included in that sample of 104 cases.
Right.
But there's 16, and they go from 22 to 500 mag, so you have a pretty good sample to look at.
Now, so with the question is, with the bigger bears, with the grizzlies, the Kodiaks, or whatever their designation is, the polar bears, have any of those been killed with smaller calibers than you would expect?
There was none of the 22s were against grizzly bears. There was one failure that was against a polar bear, but in my opinion, the people who were defending made some significant errors in that case. There have been there was successes against, there was a success against grizzly bears with a 38 special. There's a number of cases against grizzlies with 9mm and 40 cal. And 45 has shown excellent results generally. There's only 9 cases with a 45 ACP. The most cases are with the 44 Magnum. There's 30 cases in there where people use a 44 Magnum, and there are no failures in those 30 cases. So if I had to recommend just one caliber, I'd say it would have to be the 44 Magnum. But there's not enough cases. The 10 millimeters used in 3 cases, they were all successful.
I think that's just because more people probably carry the 44.
Exactly.
We're about to run out of time, so will you be back here on Wednesday? I plan on it. How about you?
Yes. Unless there's something happens to prevent me, I will be there on next Wednesday.
Roger that. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
It is always a pleasure.
Pleasure is mine. Back again on Monday. And remember, this has never been about gun control, not once. Not ever. It has been, and it is always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.